You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Every year, thousands of people lose their lives to cancer, but it turns out there's one form of blood cancer that has a cure. As Habiba Nosheen reports, that cure isn't so easy to obtain for people of color, especially within the African-American community.
Sean Austin sits in the living room of his home in Prospect Heights, Brooklyn.
She's beautiful in that picture.
He grabs a photo of his wife from on top of the piano. It shows an African-American woman with long, straight hair, a slender build, and a mischievous smile. That was Sean's 41-year-old lawyer wife 6 months ago. In September, Jennifer Jones Austin was diagnosed with leukemia.
You know, my immediate thought was, okay, I'm going to lose my wife to cancer.
Leukemia is a form of blood cancer, and in Jennifer's case, doctors said the chance of relapse, even after chemo, was very high. The only cure? A bone marrow transplant. The procedure will kill off all the bad cells in Jennifer's body and replace them with healthy ones of another person. But the donor must have an almost identical makeup of Jennifer's genetic profile for her body to be tricked into thinking that it was her own bone marrow. None of Jennifer's three siblings fit the bill. So Sean Austin says they turned to the National Bone Marrow Registry, hoping that a stranger would have just the right genes.
We thought it was no big deal. It's a database of 8 million plus people. Nope, somebody's got a match. Well, when you're of color, it's not that easy.
Of the 8 million people on the National Bone Marrow Registry, only about 600,000 are African American. Dr. James Young has been researching why in his role as an oncologist at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital Cancer Center.
We're looking at a diagram to indicate what the access is for patients of different racial and ethnic backgrounds.
Dr. Young says, in addition to the tough statistical odds, African-American patients have a more complex DNA than Caucasians.
If there has been a diaspora involving that particular group over several generations, there tends to be much greater heterogeneity in their gene pool because of that, which only increases the burden on that group to try to enroll more volunteer donors.
In 2008, 40% of Caucasians who did not have a bone marrow match in their own family were able to find one in the National Registry, while the rate for African Americans was 15%. When Jennifer Jones Austin failed to find a match on the National Bone Marrow Registry, her family appealed to the public in ads like this one on the internet.
I and my family and my friends have been frantically searching for the last little while for a donor.
The video shows Jennifer at the table with her two kids helping them do homework. Experts say one reason people might hesitate to respond to emotional pleas like this one is because they think donating is painful. But in most cases, it doesn't hurt any more than giving blood. Still, when a patient like Jennifer is desperately waiting for a donor, there is another option.
You can increase the access of underrepresented minorities by adding an alternative stem cell source like cord blood.
Cord blood comes from babies at the time of their birth, but it's a less desirable option because the process of recovery for patients is much longer. And among all the groups, Dr. Young says African Americans, again, are the least likely to find a cord. But in Jennifer's case, she gets lucky, and the doctors find a cord that matches her genes. A few weeks ago, she received her transplant.
There have been days where I've stayed on this couch from 9 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock.
Jennifer sits on her bay sofa, and, you know, hugging a plain-colored fleece blanket. Her face looks nothing like the photo on her piano. No longer do the long locks frame her face. Instead, a few strands of tiny hair peek out of her bald head. She looks tired and weak from all that her body has been fighting.
While I may be cured of leukemia, it is a lifelong treatment process. I've got to find that place where I can be forward-thinking, but all the while be mindful of that nothing's promised.
Even though Jennifer wasn't able to find a bone marrow donor and had to settle with cord blood, she says she's already heard that of the 12,000 or so donors that signed up trying to save her life, there ended up being a match for other African Americans who were in need of a transplant. That, she says, makes her feel that there was a higher purpose to her illness. For WNYC, I'm Habiba Nosheen.